not woke. Make that clear. Awake, not woke.
Hello and welcome, initiates, to another episode of the Awake Not Woke podcast. As always, my name is Sarah, and this is episode 33 is the magic number, and we're talking about the Mandela Effect. So if you have never heard of the Mandela Effect, you're about to, but you probably have because it's all over the internet, and it is this absolutely bonkering phenomenon where a lot of people remember things that didn't necessarily happen. And we're going to get into all of that. We're going to give you the definition. We're going to give you some theories of why this phenomenon happens. And then we're going to go into examples of where the Mandela Effect is most noticed. If you have a favorite Mandela Effect or you have experienced a unique Mandela Effect moment, hit us up on Instagram at Awake Not Woke Podcast. We also have a Twitter at Awake Not Woke Pod, and our website, awakenotwokepodcast.com, has a contact page, so you can email us through there. I would love to know if you have any personal Mandela Effect moments, or if you just want to say hi. You can hit us up on any of those places and we will reply to you. While you're on your phone, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. That would really help spread the word, spread the Awake Not Woke vibe. It shows our podcast to more people, gives us a good reputation. So that would mean the world if you could leave us a nice review on Apple Podcasts. And Spotify also has reviews now. So if you're more of a Spotify kind of guy, go on Spotify and leave us some stars if you so please. And if you find yourself receiving value out of this podcast, whether entertainment value, you feel yourself awakening, you're learning new things from us, consider what that value means to you and consider reimbursing it to us. As of right now, we have an Etsy shop with some cool merch in it. You can choose your own price for a lot of that merch, or you can just simply donate to us to show the value that you've received. And we want to continue doing this high quality content for you without ad interruptions. So consider reimbursing that value if you find yourself listening to the Awake Not Woke podcast on the regular. My amazing co-host Chas also has an Etsy shop. It's called 5D Impressions Shop. She makes hand stamped jewelry. She's got some sick apparel. She's got all kinds of cool stuff. Both of those shops are in the show notes, so just go tap on those links and check us out. Favorite our shops. Do your part. Be the Awake Not Woke initiate. The initiate of the awakened. You do you. I don't know what I'm saying now. I think that's all I wanted to tell you guys, though. So without further ado, let's get on to the episode. Episode 33 of the Awake Not Woke podcast with your hosts, myself and Shas. We're talking about the Mandela Effect, and I hope you enjoy. Peace. Hey, welcome to Awake Not Woke podcast. This is Chas and Sarah.
Hi.
Today we're going to be talking about the Mandela Effect. So really fun topic, mind-bending topic. Not a huge, necessarily deep dive into it. Probably some of the basic concepts that you may have heard if you have researched this topic at all, and some of our favorites. So hopefully your mind gets bent just like mine did.
I love this topic. The Mandela Effect is just kind of one of these more fun conspiracy topics
for
that,
sure.
Like, you can talk about this with pretty much anybody and they're gonna be like, whoa, holy shit. Especially with some of the examples, which we'll get to near the end of this episode. But what is the Mandela Effect? The Mandela Effect is a phenomenon of a large number of people remembering something that didn't happen, doesn't exist, or doesn't exist in the way they thought it did. The name comes from Nelson Mandela, and Nelson Mandela was like a freedom fighter or something, I think in Africa, and he was imprisoned, and a lot of people, which this was, I was either very young or not alive yet when this was happening, but a lot of people remembered him dying in prison.
In the 80s.
Okay. I was not alive.
Yep.
Not a thought. So a lot of people remembered him dying in prison. But he didn't. He was released and he died in like 20, 15 or something.
2013. So Fiona Broom was the lady who kind of, I think, really coined this whole term. And in 2010, she was researching Nelson Mandela's death and totally flabbergasted, thinking that he died in the 80s, and found a bunch of other people that had thought the same thing. And then what actually happened was he died in 2013, like you said. Fun fact about that, when I was researching that little bit, it's a 33-year increment.
No way. That's interesting.
Yeah,
33. Yeah, Freemasonship for sure. Oh my God, this is episode 33. I literally looked down at my notes and I'm like, why is there a big 33 at the top of the page? That's we let that go. Let's just
there.
Anyway, that's crazy. Anyway, so that's what it is. And what does that mean exactly? So I'll give like one example right at the beginning here, just to use as an example throughout this. And it's one that I feel like a lot of people may have heard of, especially our age, like of our generation grew up with the Berenstain Bears books.
Yeah.
And I say Berenstain Bears or Berenstain Bears, but it's fucking Berenstain. There's an A, stupid, not an E. And I feel like I would have remembered that. I don't know. It was Berenstain. And if you don't know what that is, Google Berenstain Bears, and you'll see the cover. It was like a cartoon show. It was a book series. I have a
bear family.
I have a very vivid memory of sitting with my mom in the doctor's office waiting room reading one of these books with her. And it was Berenstain. It wasn't fucking Berenstain.
I just think that if it were spelt with an A originally, why would we have been pronouncing it Berenstain?
Yeah, no, literally.
Like, I don't.
And going into the theories and using that as an example, one of the theories, the like logic theory, is You just read it wrong. A lot of people,
just false memory.
Berenstain isn't a fucking name, and Berenstain is. So you must have read it wrong, and everybody else made the same simple mistake, and we all just messed up. And that's kind of like the skeptic's theory.
Yeah,
but I don't know. It goes a lot deeper than that, and we'll discuss like the endless list of Mandela effects later on. But let's go into the theories of why this is happening. Yeah. So my favorite theory, and the theory that I found first, so that's what I'm going to start out with, is the theory that CERN, I think is how it's pronounced.
It's like an acronym, CERN.
Yeah. They essentially pushed us into a new dimension. That's the short version. Mm-hmm. So I learned about this from a video of, it was like this 13-year-old kid who allegedly is a genius, and he was describing his theory on quantum physics and the Mandela effect. And what he believed is, when CERN altered the weight of a single atom using a super collider, that caused our universe to become unstable and collapse, and it shifted us into the next dimension, because energy cannot be, or whatever, atoms cannot be created nor destroyed. So when they altered the weight of that atom, our universe didn't exist anymore, because it weighed differently. So if you think like you added one more, or like took away one electron from this atom, somehow they split it, it altered the weight of it, and our universe that existed in one state no longer existed, so it pushed us into the next universe. And this universe is almost identical to the last universe, and this is getting into multiverse theory. So this universe is just very slightly different, and we are, as consciousnesses, the consciousnesses that existed in the original universe remember things from the original universe that don't exist in this universe. Another example I'm going to bring up right now before we move on is another one that really fucks with my brain, is from Snow White.
Oh, the magic mirror?
Yes. Stupid. So everyone remembers, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? But they never say that line in the movie. It says magic mirror on the wall.
I don't get it.
I remember as a child saying mirror, mirror on the wall.
Over and over and over.
And where did I get that if not from the Snow White that I watched probably hundreds of times as a child. Like, there's so we were existing in this original universe, and that universe had a movie called Snow White that had a line that was mirror, mirror on the wall. And in this universe, those same people who created Snow White existed again in this new universe, but they decided to write magic mirror on the wall. So that kind of stuff, those little details that changed, is why we think that we might be in a new dimension. This kid is, it's really interesting, this whole video too, because I tried to find this kid, because this video came out in, like, I don't know, 2014, 2015, something like that. So this kid's older now. And I was like, I wonder if he's anywhere else on the internet. And I couldn't find him anywhere. But using DuckDuckGo, I found an old article with an old video with the same kid, which I remembered seeing elsewhere, where this kid allegedly invented a free energy device, which I thought was really interesting because the video wasn't there. The video was removed from all platforms that I could possibly find. Obviously, I didn't go like dark web or anything like that. Didn't try that hard, but couldn't find the video of the kid with his free energy device. And I do remember this video because there were screenshots of it. It existed somewhere out there. So if he invented a free energy device and then disappeared off the face of the internet, just seems a little suspicious. I'm not saying he was. No, I honestly think he is either in hiding or suppressed by the fucking government. Gotcha. Because there's so many scientists that come out with these free energy devices that just get whacked and like just fucking disappear.
Or die feeding birds bread like Tesla.
Yeah, exactly. So I thought that was really interesting. And that was the first video I ever saw about the Mandela effect. Probably like 4 or 5 years ago, I learned about this. And that's a really interesting theory.
Yeah. And on like a conspiracy note, one thing that I found, it was in the same vein as CERN we talked about, but like, why would they push us into another dimension? So if you've listened to our podcast at this point, I'm sure you probably have a lot of theories as to why. One that I found, which sent me down a rabbit hole that we're not going to go down today, so one, can't handle it, but two, no, is that basically they pushed us into an alternate dimension so that they could open the pits of hell and be in a dimension with demons. So keep us anchored in this. If you're going off of the whole ascension thing, ascending and in after a higher our dimension.
Last episode.
Right. Oh my God. So if you're going after or going on this whole, like, we're ascending into higher dimensions, blah, 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 whatever, this would be the idea that they are anchoring us into this lower state and preventing us and from going forward.
I'm pretty sure this Max, his name is Max Laughlin, the 13-year-old. He did briefly talk about that exact thing because he was describing how this would work and how multiverse theory would work in like a very quantum physics smart kid way. And he briefly was like, CERN altered the way the atom, super collider, blah, blah, blah. But there's also the crazy theories about them opening the pits of hell, blah, blah, blah. And then a few years later, we have Stranger Things coming out, which is based off of this theory that CERN is secretly opening pits of hell and letting demons into this dimension or whatever. So just something to think about. That's all I got to say about that. But this whole conversation leads us into the conversation of the multiverse theory and the theory that there are infinite amount of universes with infinite amount of versions of me and you that exist infinitely in an infinite amount of timelines that are all slightly different. So there's a timeline that exists where me and you are sitting here recording this exact episode right now, but I'm wearing pink socks instead of the gray socks that I have on. There's a universe out there that exists exactly the same. That is the only difference. And there's a universe that exists with magic mirror instead of mirror mirror on the wall. So
do you think that I have my cat in every universe?
No, because that's there's a infinite.
I'd like to believe
infinite
that.
Okay, whatever, Journey exists in all of them, all if of that them. Makes you feel better. But with the multiverse theory comes this theory of these timelines. So there's also this idea that every single day we decide things. We make decisions, little, big, small, whatever. We make lots of decisions. So sometimes when we make a decision, we shift into a new timeline. Rando nodding is this idea that if we randomly do something or go out of our normal routine, things will happen to conspire to bring us farther in life or whatever. So rando nodding is like an app you can get. It uses allegedly uses quantum computing to you get an intention, you hit go on the map, and it randomly puts a point on a map and you go to that point, and it's supposed to have something to do with your intention. So with that kind of idea in mind, the Mandela effect could possibly be we are all just shifting timeline to timeline to timeline. And at some point in time, we shifted into a timeline that was slightly different on a global scale than our previous timeline. I mean, we have the what did we eat on the dock during our red pill walk? So Chas and I will ask us this question just to make sure we're on the same timeline as we've been on, which is just a small detail. And if that detail ever changes, we know that
something's up.
Something's fucking weird. So that's a possibility as well, that maybe not the CERN thing, but maybe it's just a fact of random coincidence. There's also people who believe that if you die, like if we're chilling right here and your neighbors shot a bullet through the window and like just shot one of us in the head, we don't die in the sense like whatever you think happens after death, we just seamlessly shift into a new universe. And I would just, in one universe, I'm dead on the floor and you're freaking out. And in the next one, we're still just recording. And we don't notice because I died and then I shifted over. And maybe you that's in the universe that I died in is like freaking out. But me, I don't know, nothing happened because I just shifted over. So that's a theory.
Is your consciousness then in every universe? Like if you're going off, if there's a different version of us, whatever, are you conscious in each and every one? Or is it just like right now?
Yeah, I think you were conscious in every single one, but because times and space and space-time continuum don't exist in a way that we really can comprehend, and they all these universes exist on top of each other, like they take up the same space. So you are conscious in every one, and there are some universes that are drastically, drastically, drastically different than right now. And maybe there's universes where we're still stuck in like the dark ages. We don't have electricity. We don't have anything like that. There's universes where we're way more advanced. And with the multiverse theory, they all exist and they all exist here. Like they're not like somewhere else. Like, what's that show that you made me watch with all the magic and
magicians?
Yeah, and the magicians, remember their multiverse? Like there were literal like universes in a bigger universe, like they would zoom out and you could see all the, like a Super Mario game or some shit. I don't think it exists like that. Like if we're talking about multiverse, I think it all is existing within the same space, and therefore if you die in one, you just become conscious in another. It's like it you were conscious in all of them, but it's the one you were dead in, like it just doesn't exist anymore.
It's just gone.
Yeah, and your consciousness is existing in all of them. So whatever one you're present in, once you die, it just doesn't exist anymore and you just exist in another one.
Have you seen Interstellar, my favorite movie?
Yeah.
Okay, so that scene where he's in the whole space-time
and walking through the
thing, and he's like flowing through all these different crazy shit.
And he like makes the stuff fall off the shelf.
Yeah, he's like yelling and then like poking the books.
At himself,
exactly. So, and I'm only asking just because I'm curious more than anything. Like, have you ever had any time where other universe Sarah has maybe like signaled come through this universe Sarah? And I'm not talking necessarily about like,
like shit falling off a shelf or anything?
Yeah, maybe not like that severe, but like, have you ever experienced anything where you're like, that could have been me from not like an older, because there's like parts of ourselves, right? Like young self, older self, we see glimpses.
Right, but that
of
would
all
be time travel.
This would be like different use.
Which we'll get into.
Right.
But I don't know.
I don't think I have. If I haven't been aware.
I don't think I have with other dimensional versions of me. But I do think I have connected with past and future versions of me.
Without a doubt.
Like in this incarnation.
Yeah.
Because I know for a fact there have been moments in the past where I'm thinking, like, young version of me is thinking about future me, and I'm thinking of all the possibilities ahead of me. And then present version me thinks about past version me, and I have a time travel weird, like, wormhole connection with past me.
Yeah.
And I'm back in that moment. Like, yeah. I am in that moment in time, and I am connecting with future me. I have absolutely had moments like that, and nothing like happens in this physical world when that happens. It's all internal, but I don't think other dimensional, unless I just don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But that's a very interesting theory. There's also the theory that the past and the future is always changing because all that exists is the present. So, and I do believe that. I believe, I mean, literally, like, moments are passing. I'm watching our recording go, and moments are passing as we speak. And the moment that just passed doesn't exist anymore. And all that exists is the everlasting now. So the past, even though we think of it as like set in stone and already happened, it's not, because linear time is just our third dimensional understanding of the fourth dimension. And we can only understand it through a linear sense because we are third dimensional. There's a really good TikTok out there of a guy describing time and dimensions from like an apple's point of view, and that sounds really dumb. Oh, you sent that to me. Yeah, but it's saying like the apple is a two-dimensional being that has to experience the third dimension in a linear sense, and we are third-dimensional beings experiencing the fourth dimension in a linear sense. I'll like link that in the show notes or something if I can find it, because that guy explained it way better than I can. But with that logic and understanding, the past, although it exists and it already happened in as far as we're concerned, is changeable. And the best way for me to understand that idea is to think about trauma, not to like get dark.
No, I literally was thinking like, oh,
man, yeah,
but
yeah. No, because if like a technique in therapy or I don't know, somewhere out there is like you change the memory of your trauma.
Yeah, yeah.
And you do what you wish you would have done, or you stand up for yourself, or you escape, or you fight back, whatever it is, you think about your traumatic moment and you change it. And I do believe that it actually changes, and it only changes for you. Like the person, if you were with an abuser or something,
right,
that abuser is going to remember how it quote happened.
Right.
But in your universe and your timeline, you now exist in the timeline where it happened your way. So in that sense, Mandela effect, I think if a lot of people are all there's infinite possibilities, we all have infinite past possibilities as well. So maybe like all the people who were like related to people who were in the movie theater the first time Snow White showed, maybe all of those people remember Mirror, Mirror on the Wall. And then all the people who weren't there or not related to people that were there at one point in time, maybe they remember Magic Mirror. Do you know what I'm trying to explain?
Yeah.
Like, this is all just like theories of how Mandela effect could happen. So with the idea that maybe the past and the future are just always in flux and always changing, that's how little details kind of get mixed up on the way. So does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's like kind of, I think that's not a, like a strong theory. A lot of the people fall into this either false memories or like CERN, something dimensional happening. So, but that's another thing that I thought could happen. We'll get to false memories in a second, because I know you have some stuff on false memories. But the other theory that I have, so let me make sure I got all these first. Oh yeah, okay, so I have like three more theories then that it could possibly be. But one of them is the idea that so our thoughts and our brain and everything happening in our head exists in some thought dimension. It's called like the thought realm. And we've talked about this concept, I think, briefly before.
Yeah.
But Carl Jung thought this kind of thing. I don't know if he ever explicitly, I think he did, but it was more of like a metaphorical thing. But either way, it's this idea that when we think something, it's not just existing in our head, it's like going out into the into the collective unconscious.
Yeah.
And this is why many times in history, things are invented. They're invented several times at the same time. Like flight, I'm pretty sure, was invented like on different continents all at the same time. And this has happened dozens of times, because when you think of something and it's a really great, powerful idea, it's out there in that collective unconscious and it's so strong that somebody else accidentally is like, oh, I have an idea.
Yeah.
it's just like existing there. And honestly, we could get into a conversation with that. Like, was it the human that had the thought and put it in the thought realm, or was it God like, I'm going to give you something. And then whoever picks up on it is just like, oh, I have an idea. But yeah, it's really just like God and angels like, let's give them something.
Downloading.
Let's give you a little gift. Yeah. Downloading, like, yeah, literally. So with that concept in mind, people might remember something incorrectly, but it really makes sense. Like mirror, mirror makes more sense. And so maybe someone just got that in their head. And they started thinking that. And then they told other people that. And then those people were strongly thinking that. And then it just spread through the collective. Like, we all remember, mirror, mirror. Maybe it was something like that. I think that's just more. I don't even think I read that anywhere. I just like wrote it in my notes, because I think that's possible too. Kind of in line with this false memory thing that we're going to talk about. It's so someone had a false memory and then it just kind of unconsciously spread through the collective unconscious. So
yeah,
that would be interesting. But then there's the idea, and I have one more theory, but we'll save that one for after false memories. False memories is the kind of scientific understanding of things. So you said some notes?
Yeah, more or less. I mean, basically with the whole false memory thing, there's this method of inducing false memories. So this is something that I kind of found when researching, like, why would this happen? So I just wrote this down because I thought it was really interesting from a kind of conspiracy sort of viewpoint of inducing a false memory. So there's this thing called DRM. It stands for Roediger-McDermott Task Paradigm. Whatever that means, somebody's initials. But basically, it's the idea that you read a list of words like zebra, monkey, whale, snake, elephant, and then you would ask the people that you read that to, they would be reading a list, zebra, elephant, monkey, whale. You take the list away from them and then you ask them, okay, do you remember the word lion? And because it's within that same
category
of words, most people would respond, yeah, 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 for sure, I remember lion. Give him back the list and lion's not on there. So I think that kind of goes with what you're saying. It's kind of like a fucked up game of telephone in a way, where someone says, no, mirror, mirror makes more sense. And then that just keeps going. There's also, like you said, that more scientific term that's called confabulations, and that's more so a false statement or reflecting of events without any relevant evidence. So if somebody had never seen the movie and they were like, mirror, mirror on the wall, that's just kind of like they're saying something without any real evidence that that's actually what it was. The evidence would be you watch the movie and see that it's magic mirror. But I think the false memory thing, I mean, it makes sense. Like, I forget shit and remember shit wrong all
the time. I remember seeing, like, an experiment on TV or something somewhere where they had a group of people, and this group of people didn't know why they were there. And they were like, they thought they were part of some extra on a movie or something. And they were, it's like 6 or 7 people all standing there listening to a guy talk. And then like a car like crashes through the wall, scares the crap out of them. Something crazy happens and the car drives away. And then they're like, what color was the car? And everyone has different answers. Like, some people thought it was red, some people thought it was green, which I think is kind of unfair, because like, I'm not paying attention to the color of a fucking car that's about to hit me or like scare the crap out of me. So that's not exactly it. But the fact that people are like, no, I know it was this color, and they're completely wrong. Like,
it's crazy. And I think that's what probably is the most like discomforting part about all of it, is when you are in this place of, I know this to be true. Like, I had one. I know we're going to get into like a list of things, but while we're on this topic of like, no, I know for sure. How do you spell Febreze?
Oh my God. Oh my God. I had a massage this morning and I went to the bathroom before I got this massage, and he had Febreze in the bathroom, and I'm staring at it going, I drenched my room in that shit when I was a high school stoner, and there was 2 E's in this. I swear to God.
There are.
It's Febreze for anybody. Like, we didn't explain that at all.
Yeah.
If you go look at up Febreze, it's, there's one E. It's at Febreze. It's Febreze.
But when I read that, I was like, no. And again, this is how I am with most men and a lot of people when they find different Mandela effects. But I was for certain that it was two E's. I was like, nope. Because I read through a list of them. I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever, whatever. But then I'm like, no. That's fucking stupid.
Febreze.
Febreze? Why do we even say it then? Why do we even say Febreze?
I don't get it. And I'm literally in the bathroom at the massage therapist staring at the Febreze going, did I just like not read it as a kid?
Am I just fucking stupid?
No, I remember hearing commercials and they always say Febreze, Febreze, Febreze. So maybe I just saw like F-E-B and I never read the rest of the word. And I'm like, yeah, it's Febreze.
Breeze.
Like,
got it.
Got it. But I swear there was also like a whole campaign about like a breeze and it was like breezy, like B-R-E-E-Z-Y.
None of it makes sense, but I would have died on that hill.
I love it.
And then I found out that was false.
Okay, one more.
Yeah.
I have one more at least. Anything else you have before we get to more examples? But I have one more theory of what could happen. And this one is like probably the most out there, even considering we just talked about CERN and alternate dimensions.
And but the pits of hell opening up demons.
And this is more unlikely than that. So, I mean, I don't even know. I'm not even going to say it's more unlikely. But time travelers are literally going back in time and fucking shit up is the next theory. And honestly, there's a lot of like compelling stories out there of people claiming to be time travelers. This is not a time traveler episode by any means. But there is a theory that Nikola Tesla invented time travel and people are going back in time and just like fucking Marty McFly
and just changing Febreze.
I mean, I don't think they're like, I'm gonna go back and change Febreze. I think they're like,
someone did.
No.
This is real.
No, that's not what I'm saying though. What I'm saying is like they went back on like some fucking important CIA mission and by proxy, just like if you go back in time, you could accidentally make it so your parents don't meet and like you don't exist anymore. Like that's the cliche time travel like conundrum. But I think that is kind of what it's saying is like on some Mission Impossible crazy fucking government time travel mission, people are going back in time trying to like recover the fucking Constitution or something. And they accidentally kill the brother of the Febreze army and then they take out an E. You know what I mean though? It's like by chain of events. They're this like happens.
Little, they're just like little like minions.
That's not what I meant. I meant like the Febreze, the heir of Febreze.
Febreze like spelled wrong by
Sir
proxy.
Sir Febreze. I don't know. But that's another theory that people legitimately have is that time travelers exist, and that is a whole episode of its own, but they're going all over the place and they're fucking shit up.
Yeah.
And not necessarily on purpose, but yeah. So that's all the theories. Let us know what you think or please. Any Mandela effects that you might have had because it's just endless.
Yeah. One other theory is just the classic, it's a glitch in the Matrix. So going with simulation matrix theory, this is just a weird glitch. So I, for the first time, watched the Mandela Effect movie.
I still haven't watched that.
Yeah, I mean, it's Hollywood. It's a movie, so whatever. But
Is it like a movie or a documentary?
No, it's like a movie. Oh. It's actually pretty engaging and cool from that aspect. But they include different commonly known Mandela effects in the movie. And that's kind of how you come to see that he is in an alternate reality. So I don't want to spoil it because I think you'd actually really like the movie. But I think that probably is more in line with the glitch in the Matrix. So it gets to, I can't say more because I don't want to ruin it for you. But it is the idea that we are in a computer simulation sort of a thing and you can have different glitches that would cause these different inconsistencies to occur. But you know at one point that that wasn't the case. So I don't know. You'd have to really be in line with that whole for sure simulation type of theory, I think, for that to make sense. But if the time traveler one is real,
can one of you hit us up?
If you can hear me, stop it.
I'm not even worried about that. Just like talk to me.
No, just stop just changing me. Things that I know, like that we all know. Just stop.
This is so classic. You're just like mad about something.
Just stop
and
I'm it.
Just like chill.
Stop it.
I love it. Okay, let's get into some of our most infuriating favorite list of Mandela effects. I have a few written down. We can just look like up rapid some more. Fire. Well, I mean, not even rapid fire, because I need to rant about some of these. Okay, so we already talked about Mirror, Mirror on the Wall, and then the Bernstein Bears, which is Bernstein, but they're yep. Bernstein. Another one I have written down, which there's much argument about this, but Star Wars, there's C-3PO is one of the robots. He has a silver leg.
I saw that.
And although I just recently watched the Star Wars movies, I didn't notice it. And I think that could be an honest mistake too, because they don't show his legs very often, but a lot of people don't remember that happening. But another Star Wars one that does fuck me up is, what does Darth Vader say to fucking Luke? You've never even seen Star Wars, but I'm sure you know what it's supposed to be.
Luke, I am your father.
Yeah, he never fucking says that.
No.
I don't know what he says. It's like,
no, it says, no, I am your father.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, No. Luke, I am your father is so famous. So
it's for like a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Let's take turns. You share one now.
Okay. Does Curious George have a tail?
He should.
He doesn't.
It's why? He's a monkey. I hate that. Okay. The Ford logo. It's got a curly Q on the F, which I never remember seeing that before.
I never paid enough attention to it. Because some of them I'm like, yeah, for sure. And then other I'm like, I wouldn't have known.
I just feel like the placement of the curly Q is like, it's just ugly and obvious. Like, why did you extend the F line out so long? I don't know. From like a design perspective. I'm like, that's stupid. Okay.
Okay. Obviously Febreze. So we don't need to. Febreze gate. Oh.
Febreze gate.
That's what it is now. It's not right.
I love that.
Okay. Oscar Mayer?
Oh my God.
Or Mayer.
My baloney has a first name. It's OSCAR. My baloney has a second name. It's MEYER. It's MEYER, right?
But it's A.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's M-E-Y-E-R.
I know. We all have the song.
If you ask me why, I'll say Oscar Mayer, not Mayer.
Starts crying, singing about
B-O-L-O-G-N-A. I'm just...
Okay.
I forgot about that one. Okay. Monopoly guy.
Oh, this is the stupid...
Does he have a monocle?
He does.
No.
But he did. He did. Okay. Fruit Loops. Spelt like the traditional fruit or like fruit.
Oh.
Yes.
It is oh.
Hold on. Yeah, but wait, I think I read that reversed in a different place.
We're just going to have to buy a fucking box of Fruit Loops.
Yeah, we're going to have to find out. Okay. No, okay.
I thought it was at the OO.
It is with the OO, but I feel like maybe I read it wrong the first time, so that was kind of a crash and burn. But whatever.
Pikachu's tail.
Does it
have a stripe on it?
I feel like it did.
It had a little black tip, like a little ziggly black tip.
Yeah.
But it doesn't. And it's funny because I was into watching, there was like a video series on BuzzFeed or some shit where illustrators would draw something from memory, like draw a character from memory. And it was kind of fun because like you think you know what these things look like and then you try and draw it and it's not good. And these were great artists too. And the two girls who got Pikachu in one of these episodes both gave him a little black tip on his tail.
Like, how do we all know that?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
Your turn.
Oh God. Okay. Flintstone or Flintstone. So, oh shit.
I don't even know.
Pause. Oh, okay. So the Flintstones thing was, are there two T's or one? Is it Flintstone or Flintstone?
I don't remember.
I think so. It is Flint. There are two T's, I believe, in like the.
Yeah. No, I think that. Yeah.
But I think the confusion probably came because you just don't pronounce it.
Flintstones.
We're the Flintstones. Yeah. Like. But also, I remember having the Flintstone vitamins, which are top tier.
And when I top tier, when I'm looking at the picture of the Flintstones like logo now, the first tee does look out of place.
It looks so unnatural.
It doesn't, like, it looks like somebody was like, fuck, we spelt it wrong. Put the tee in there.
Just later did it.
Yeah. Just don't tell anybody. Okay, then I have two more written down, and the last one is the worst, but this one's also pretty bad. Mr. Rogers, ugh. Sing the song.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Nope. I hate it.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. That's what it is. In this neighborhood. Why do these smallest little things make my brain go berserk?
It just feels
like everything's a lie.
I don't know.
Everything's a lie.
That's what the Mandela effect will do to you. Seriously.
Okay, you go. I don't know if I have any more.
I have one more. And this one, you probably will share the rage with me just very strongly. So we both really love a band called Queen.
Mm-mm. And I don't want this to be ruined.
You know the song We Are the Champions?
Yeah.
Of the world. Doesn't end like that. And it's so funny because me and my boyfriend were listening to music, and it was my turn to play music because we listen to very different music. And this song played and it ended. And afterward, I was like, it's just so infuriating that it doesn't end with the world. I listened to this song hundreds of times.
Like, but does he say it like that at all in it?
In live streams, like of him performing live, he usually ends with of the world. And like it fades off like that. But my dad and I had the greatest hits album of Queen, and we would listen to it every single time we drove up north. And I knew all the words to every song on the greatest hits album. And I swear to fucking God, it ended with of the world.
I don't want to hear the end of it without it.
But it's you only have, like, if you have it on Spotify right now, you have not heard of the world at the end of it. I know it ends with, and we are the champions, and then dun, dun, and then he never finishes.
What?
I know, it's so unsatisfying.
Oh, I'm just gonna fast forward.
I don't think we can't play the song because of copyright.
Oh.
It's okay. I'll play elevator music over this part, so it's just hard to hear. Here we go.
Of the world.
Nope.
That nope. Is awful. What?
I know. It's terrible. So, yeah.
That just is.
I knew you were. I saved this one for last.
I want to hear the Live Aid one. Also, because I feel like he has to do it in that one.
No, in the live, like most live versions, he does sing.
So it's not like it never existed, just not in like that studio. Like.
Right. But I'm still infuriated because I had the greatest hits album, and that is the recorded version, and it does not end with Of the World, and it's just so infuriating.
I don't like it.
So, yeah, those were all of our favorite Mandela effects. What's your favorite Mandela effect, listener?
Please tell us. Also, don't let it be about Queen, because I just can't.
We can't handle anymore.
I can't do another one.
Freddie Mercury can't. He can't do this to us anymore. So, yeah. I would also be really super curious to hear what the listeners' take on the theory is, and if anybody has any more perspective to add on why the fuck they think the Mandela effect is happening.
Yes.
Because I've also heard some people who think it's just simply when you remember something happening that didn't happen. And I could see that too, because that would fit into more of like the jumping timeline situation. I remember I worked with a girl who was like, I swear I had this whole conversation with my husband about this like specific thing happening, and it was like a really long conversation, and then a few weeks later he claims it never happened. And I'm like, okay, but like, is that Mandela effect, or is your husband just not listening to you? Like, I don't know. So let us know which theory you think is the most plausible.
And I know what I said, but rock my world if you got a new one.
Yeah,
because I really do want to know.
Which one do you think is the most likely, like which one lives in your brain the most often?
When Febreze.
No, not the actual.
Oh,
like, I meant theory.
Oh,
like
okay.
Like when you see a Febreze thing, what are you? Are you like scolding time travelers, or are you checking if you're on the right timeline? Like, which one do you think jumps to the front of your brain quickest?
probably that I remember incorrectly. And that doesn't mean that I discount all of the other ones, but I just, like, I remember a lot of things.
Kind but
of
why does it. Everybody else remember incorrectly then? Like, that's the real golden question there.
And then when you put in that, like, if I were just disregarding everybody else's memory, I would just assume that I remembered it wrong. But when you bring in the whole collective thing and there are other people that are also pissed about Febreze, then I don't know. I don't know.
I know.
It's hard to think about the fact that there's another, when I was researching this and I was messaging you freaking out, it's hard to imagine that there's another me because my consciousness is just like so right here and I'm just so aware of right now that it's hard to think about that there's another me potentially doing the exact same thing. But like you said, wearing pink socks or I don't know, like maybe maybe I have a dog. And the other one still have my cat, but I don't know. Shifting realities probably seems,
and I feel like I personally believe in the multiverse theory, but it's not something, especially in this last 2 years when we've gone hard into all these conspiracies and spiritual stuff, you'd think I would have put more thought into the multiverse theory, but because I'm so caught up in this dimension, I haven't really thought of it very often. But I do believe it's possible, because if God is infinite, then it's gotta be, because there's gotta be an infinite amount of possibilities. And I don't know. There's that one video that I talked about at the beginning with that genius kid. Mm-hmm. He was actually talking a lot, because it's like a 20-minute video, and he's talking a lot about quantum physics and the concept of the multiverse and the concept of infinity. And he was describing that there are larger infinities. There are smaller infinities. There are different infinities. And he did this little drawing that shows, if you had a line and that line was an inch away from there was a second line and that line was an inch away from the first line. And then the third line was a microscopic fraction of an inch closer to the second line. And then the fourth line is another micro fraction of an inch closer to the third line, and so on and so forth. And they just keep getting closer and closer together, but they never touch, because you can always have a 0.00000000. Forever one, you can always have that incrementally tiny fraction closer. So that would technically be infinity within a confined space, which is impossible, but mathematically is possible, because it would just keep getting closer together. So it would be in a confined space. So that infinity is like all the multiverses, all existing within this one confined space within each other. And then he was saying how each of these multiverses, if we're talking like infinity, there's infinite possibilities. That means in one infinity, God is less present, or there's not a God, or there's an infinity where there is a God. And that's where my brain really gets fucked up. Because if God is everything, but there's a dimension where God does not exist, like what the fuck? Like, oh, it was just crazy. I'll link that video in the show notes as well.
Yeah,
because it was just mind bending, like we said before.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So you have anything else to say?
No, I want to boycott Febreze, so never gonna let it go.
# boycott Febreze until they put the other E back in it.
Please.
Well, I guess we'll talk to you next time.
Okay.
Bye. See ya. It didn't, no, it didn't, no.